This is not a cliff, but it is a tumble downward.
President Obama has been sounding the alarm about sequestration for weeks now, but not everyone is in a panic over the across-the-board spending cuts.
Joining us is Michael Tanner, who's senior fellow at the Cato Institute. Michael, good morning. Great to have you with us this morning.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you.
So you think a lot of the warnings here are, well, to put it nicely, exaggerated. Explain.
Well, I don't want to minimize the pain for individuals who are going to be directly affected and may see pay cuts or furloughs, or for communities that are heavily dependent on government paychecks. That said, let us recognize that we are not even talking about the full $85 billion in cuts this year. We're only talking about $44 billion in actual cuts this year. The rest is future cuts that are attributed to this year's budget. We're talking about roughly 1.2% of the federal budget. If we can't cut less than 2 cents on the dollar out of the federal budget without Armageddon, then we're grease.
Well, part of the argument is that it's not the amount of cuts, it's how the cuts are implemented, and that this is kind of a stupid way to do it, hitting good and successful programs at places like NIH, Centers for Disease Control, FEMA Disaster Relief, like that.
Well, there's no doubt this is a dumb way to budget. I mean, across-the-board cuts cut muscle as well as fat. That said, even in domestic discretionary spending, which is the type of programs you're talking about, we're talking about cutting back to the level of spending we had in 2009. And yet somehow we managed to get through the year 2009 without cities burning to the ground, mass epidemics, and children going unvaccinated and uneducated. I think that we can get too hysterical about these things.
Absolutely. But as you said in your first response, though, this is not to minimize what will be pain for some Americans.
But there's no way to cut the budget without a certain amount of pain. We have to face the fact that we have about a $16.5 trillion national debt right now that's rising. We're going to face perhaps our fifth consecutive year of trillion-dollar budget deficits. We're going to have to cut, and there's no way you can cut without some people losing. I mean, that's the nature of government spending, is that there are winners and losers.
And as you pointed out, it's only a small dent in what really needs to be accomplished down the road, right?
Well, that's right. If we can't do this, we're going to really complain when we have to start doing some serious cuts down the road.
Right. But the question comes back to the sensible approach to doing it versus, you know, what it becomes a very arbitrary 5% across the board cut.
Well, I think that we should be targeting this certainly much better than we are. On the other hand, we haven't been very good at making targeted cuts either. We haven't cut spending. You know, even with
you make some good points, Michael.
even with the sequester, we're going to spend more money this year than we spent last year. We're going to spend more money next year than we spent this year. These aren't really cuts in spending. These are just slowing the growth.
And it's only here because those who create our budget and create our spending policies weren't able to agree on a way to do it with minimal pain and keeping the programs that work going well.
It's 4 years since the Senate passed a budget.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Michael Tanner, a senior fellow at the Cato Institute.